Beya Perk Aleph Mishnah Hey. Beishami Omrim in Misalkinus a Treason Beyontif. Treason are like doors for cabinets that merchants would actually use these doors when they would lay them out with specific besamim. They would want to lay out besamim that people should come and buy besamim on Yontif. We're not going into that sugya as far as what they used to do with besamim and having people purchase it or at least take from it on Yontif. But Beishami says that the merchants were not able to take off the doors on Yontif. Uvesil matirin af lahachzer. Beisil says not only can you take it off, that they should be able to have the spices available for everybody to purchase, but you can even take the same board, the same door, and put it back onto the closet. Now the Gemara explains, they were dealing with a door that has one like hinge, almost like a peg on the side. If it had two pegs, so then it would be usur, even according to Beis Hillel, to take off, and obviously to put back. And the reason that it would be usur, so it's interesting, the Rav says that it's domel binyan, it's like binyan. Now it's not mamish binyan, and Rashi says here also, because there's ein binyan ustir bekelim, because this shrank, this closet, is a kli. But here it's mashma, that only be an isser midrabanan, because really ein binyan bekelim. But that's why two of these hinges would make it usur. If there was no hinges, everybody would agree it's mutter, even Beis Shammai. Machlekes here is where there's one hinge, and that's where Beis Shammai says it's usur. Now, Beis Hillel says it's mutter, even to put it back. We understand taking it off, because when they take it off, these merchants, they're leaving it out that they can sell it to everybody, so that's Simchas Yontif. But why would they be allowed to put it back? So this is a concept of Hitirus Sofon Mishum Tchilosim, that Chazal mattered us to do something in the end that wouldn't normally be permissible in order to ensure that we did what was required in the beginning. In other words, if they didn't allow people to return the doors back to the chests, nobody would ever open it. The merchants would never take out the besamim because they'd always be afraid that they could never put it back. And if they wanted to go home to their sudas or whatever they needed to leave, it would be stolen. So because of Simchas Yontif, Beis Hillel mattered us even to put back this one hinged door. Beis Shammai Oimrim Ein Noitlonesa Eli Lekatzev LaBasar. Beis Shammai says you can't take this Eli. It sounds like a large circular object that used to grind grain, and you can't take it to put meat on top of it, it sounds like, to cut meat on it. Uvesil matir, and Vesil matters it. What's the reason that normally you can't take it? So the Rav says, because it doesn't have a teres kli, it's not considered a vessel. Tesis Yontif asks, first of all, this is not mashma from the Gemara, it's mashma the issue here is because it's muksa machmas chisaron kis. It's a specialized object that if it's used for other things, you'd be concerned it would get ruined or damaged. And those type of items, even if you have an intention to use it for something that's permissible on Yontif, that would be usur. Mashenkein a kli shemalachtu le'isur, like let's say a hammer, you're allowed to use on Shabbos and Yontif for a mutter purpose, whether it's letzorach gufo or makoma. So let's say you're using a hammer to crack a nut, you're allowed to do that. But muksa machmasich scharn kis, you cannot do. But over here, Beis Hillel mattered it because of Simchas Yontif. Next case, Beishami Oimrim Ein Noisen Esa Or Lufnei Adarsim V'Loyag Bihenu El Imken Yesh Imo Kizayis Baser. Beishami says you can't put skin in front of people that would be stepping on it, and you can't lift it, meaning it's muksa, unless there's a Kizayis Baser. If there's meat on it that's attached to the skin, then the skin, which is not fitting for anything else, becomes bottled to the meat, and the skin is now not muksa, just like the meat is not muksa. We're dealing with a case where you just recently shechted this animal, but we're afraid that if you don't start working on the skin will get ruined and you'll lose a lot of money. Uvesil matir, Beisil matters this. Even to take the skin without any meat on it and throw it in front of an area where people are going to step on it, it's mutter. Why? Because if people would know that if they shecht an animal, that they would have to lose the skin because they couldn't put the skin on the floor that people should step on it, they wouldn't come to shecht in the first place. So this is also a concept of itir sofen mishum tchilasan. Now obviously the isser of what people are doing, that they're stepping on it, you're not doing a flat out isser. It's only asur midrabanan, because you're not doing it the regular way, you're just leaving it out that other people should step on it, or the Mishnah Berurah says that it's kilach hayad, it's like a shinoi, it's not the normally way done, but they allowed us to do it because of itir sofen mishum tchilasan here. Next case, Beishami Omrim Ein Motzin Loas a Katan Loas a Luluv V'Loas a Sefer Torah Rishus HaRabim. Beishami says we can't take a Katan, a Luluv, or a Sefer Torah Rishus HaRabim Uveisil Matir and Veisil Matirs this on Yontif. Now what's this about? So this is a concept of mitoch. One is allowed to carry food on Yontif. The Shaila is, once they allowed you to carry food, can you carry other things as well? The Machlekes here is things though that have a need. Like some type of need for the day, some type of mitzvah or some type of benefit that you're going to have today. You can't just stam carry like a rock for no reason. That would be also according to everybody. Shiloh, whether that be also mitiraisim, mitirabonin, how mitoch works. But regardless, Beis Shammai doesn't hold of mitoch, so therefore you're not allowed to carry anything else except food according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel does, because since it's mutter l'tzor chachil, it's also mutter not l'tzor chachilo, as long as you have some need of the day.